This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Vitamin D is important for children. As your mom used to say, drinking your milk makes you strong and healthy. This week, the American Academy of Pediatrics stunned the medical community by saying children are not getting enough vitamin D and they need to double the previous recommended daily amount. Their new recommendation would mean children would have to drink at least a quart of milk a day. Now, that seems unlikely, so the group is recommending children, especially breastfeeding infants, be given vitamin supplements. Here to talk about that is our resident medical expert and practicing pediatrician, Dr. Sidney Spiesel. Sid, welcome back.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, what prompted this change in the recommended dose of vitamin D?
Well, this has been coming for a long time, and there have been increasing studies that have been looking at vitamin D in two ways. One is to look at the physical effects, and more recently, more research has been done on looking at blood levels of vitamin D. And both of these have been giving us the sense now that we just have not been doing the right thing. I also have not been doing the right thing for my patients.
What are the problems that are arising?
The function of vitamin D is that it promotes the absorption of calcium from food. And the way you get hard, strong bones is to have both adequate calcium in your diet and adequate vitamin D to allow it to be absorbed. And the condition of rickets, the bones would become really soft. Now there was just not enough calcium, and the bones become soft and bendable. Sometimes in the old days, you would see people with, you know, terribly bowed legs, for example, just because the bones were too soft.
Are we seeing children with rickets now?
Well, we are. It's not that we're suddenly seeing a great many more children with rickets. It's all of us have understood that there are some kids who are at special risk for rickets. Kids who are breastfed exclusively for a long time because there's not a lot of vitamin D in breast milk. And these are kids who also are not exposed to sunlight because there are two ways of getting vitamin D. We can get it from certain foods or additives to foods, and that's the way most of us get it. And we can get it from sunlight. And that's really the sort of natural way of getting it. But babies are getting relatively little sunlight, and if it's winter months, they're getting thin sun, so they're not getting enough vitamin D that way. And if they're dark-skinned babies, they absorb less light, so they're even at greater risk. And those are the kids that we tend to see with, you know, clear rickets. And I now feel that all pediatricians should be doing what I hadn't been doing for a long time, which is to actively promote giving some extra vitamin D to all babies who are breastfed. It's real easy.
So are you recommending for older kids to take a daily vitamin D supplement?
Yeah, I actually am, unless they're getting the equivalent of a quart of milk a day.
You know, a lot of people don't want to give supplements. Is there any way that parents can make sure their children get enough vitamin D without giving them a daily supplement?
Fatty fish have vitamin D. A portion of salmon gives almost 400 units of vitamin D. Herring, which are hard to get these days.
Cod liver oil.
Cod liver oil is a good source of vitamin D, for sure.
Now, vitamin D also protects against other illnesses, right? Not just rickets.
Even if a kid doesn't have clear rickets, they may not be laying down enough calcium in their bones to prevent osteoporosis, which we're now understanding is a terribly serious problem, especially in elderly women. There's still another thing, which is vitamin D probably has other effects that we're, again, only slowly learning about. It has effects on the immune system, and it's an immune modulator. In certain ways, it seems to improve immune function. For example, there seems to be a relationship between autoimmune disease and inadequate amounts of vitamin D in the diet, so that there's an association, for example, between type 1 diabetes, which seems to be an autoimmune disease, and inadequate vitamin D. So all of those things are telling us that we probably ought to be using more vitamin D than we have in the past.
That's Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He's a practicing pediatrician, also a professor at Yale Medical School, and you can read his medical examiner column at slate.com. And also you can go to npr.org to get the online version of this story and pass it around to all your friends. Thanks, Sid.
Thank you.